anybody came tonight, assuming the Father was giving. I don't know what you wrote in the text. Yes.
Oh, sorry, I messed it up.
And if we were to look at this week's parsha and try to give a theme for this week's parsha, I'd have two choices, I think, anyway. One of them would be the culmination of the parsha, which was Akedat Yitzchak, and the build-up to there, which was the Asar Nisyonis. It came to the completion, basically, of Avraham Avinu. According to one Shita, he had one Nisyon afterwards, which was the Kvura of Sarah. But according to most, the culmination, that Avraham Avinu reached his height. He became who he became through Akedat Yitzchak. And perhaps I could have spoken about Nisyonis, the challenges. It's a tough thing to talk about, challenging. Not a very pleasant topic. So the other theme of this parasha, I think it's probably very applicable, something with a lot of meaning to all of us, that is chesed. There's no parasha throughout Kol HaTorah Kula that deals intricately and in detail and at length with chesed as much as our parasha. Parsha begins with an unbelievable act of Achnasas Archim. Rav Ram Avinu, who was in pain, we all know, and he was extremely hot, and he was uncomfortable, and he was sitting at the door of his hotel, at the door of his tent. At that time, he didn't have an hotel yet. We'll see later on in the parsha when he opened it. And he was dying, literally, to do chesed. Not just to any Gedolei Hadar and Yidden, weren't any Yidden at the time, to anybody. The parasha goes into great detail, the chesed and the achnasas archim he did. We learn out halachas from it, and the Medrash Rabba says that all of the wonderful gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and the tremendous hanhaga that Hashem had with Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, all of the chesed that was bestowed upon us in the Midbar, all was a result of the Maisa of a Simon Labanim, of the tremendous acts of chesed that Avram did in this Hakmasas Archim. Everything to go through him, whatever he did on his own, what he did through a shliach, in perfect, perfect detail, mida keneged mida. So this was an unbelievable, unbelievable act of Avram Avinu, this Hakmasas Archim that he was doing, to who he thought were just a few travelers. Immediately following this act of Achnasas Archim, we have the parish of Sidon. The Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to share the news about the imminent destruction of Sidon with Avraham Avinu. And this takes us an unbelievable step further into the understanding of what it means to do chesed. Where you have a nationality that makes Iran look like tzaddikim. You have a community of people who stand for evil, and they'll have nothing less than evil. And Avram gets up and starts praying for them. And he cries, and he makes one attempt, and another attempt, and another attempt. And he pushes and pushes and pushes, and he's davening. He's davening more for these Rishonim than unfortunately half of us probably daven for our friends. And he cares, and he's concerned, and he's trying. Till finally he came to the lesson that he had learned from Noach, that less than a minion is not going to work. And that was it. He stopped davening. But he did his best to daven for horrible people. Rishayim. Unbelievable expression of care, concern, kindness, and grace for other human beings. Maran Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, remember, he used to say that a guy is not an animal. Even though it's a drush in Chazal, it says Zir Masus and Jemasam, different acts that Goyim do are considered animalistic acts. But he says the guy himself, he's a Tzelem Elekim. And a few times I heard the Hashiva said that barring any dangers, if you would see a guy that has a flat tire in the street, on the highway and needs help, you go and stop and you help him out. And we all ask the Rashiva, but Laisachanim, you're not supposed to do favors for a guy. And the Rashiva says that's not a favor, that's being menschlich. Being menschlich. Avraham Avinu didn't have a problem with Laisachanim yet. There were no Goyim and Yidden at the time. And Avraham Avinu put in all his efforts to save the most rotten society that existed. Tremendous expression of chesed. I'm going to share with you a thought that I heard from the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. And that is regarding the Eishel that Avraham Avinu established. Vayita Eishel bebe'er shava, vayikra sham b'shem Hashem, keil oilam. Avraham Avinu established an Eishel in Be'er Shava, and over there he called out the name of God as being the power of the entire world. And Rashi brings down a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, what this Eishel was. Says Rashi, Rav Shmuel chad on our pardes, one of them says that Avraham Avinu established an orchard so that there should be all different sorts of wonderful fruits to be able to serve to his guests at the Sudos. And one of them learns Pundik. He opened up a hotel, La Achsanya, to host people. Ubay, and within this hotel, Komine Michael, there are all different wonderful fruits. There's another guest at Paris. There are all different types of food in this hotel. Tupjatim. She doesn't tell us the kash of what's in the gate of machlekes. Rashi has to tell me there's machlekes. Is there any nafkamina what he did? He made achlas azarchim. He made a place where people could come and enjoy themselves. It's machlekes. Did he make an orchard? Both of them were agreeing that he hosted people for meals. That's for sure. So did he make an orchard? And in the orchard he had all the different types of food. Or did he open a hotel that had all types of food? What's in the gate? Has something to argue about. Are they arguing? I'll tell you a pshat that only Maran Zatzal, Rosh Shiva Shmuel Birnbaum, could have, in this unbelievable, unique approach, said a Meir Degevart. Rav and Shmuel are having a machlekes. We know that Avraham Avinu, he was so addicted to chesed, and kindness, and grace, that he was going to put in all the effort in the world to do his best, to do what he could for the people. Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel decide. Rav, we don't know who says what, but one of them holds he planted an orchard. Now we're talking about in a pretty much a desert territory, Be'er Shava. You could irrigate it, you could get stuff down there, but it's not naturally the best growing environment. And Avraham Avinu went, planted an orchard. Kol minei megadim, all different types of fruits, nuts, berries, everything. Everything shouldn't have to be imported. He's got everything on site, fresh, organic, delicious. Everything's there. And he did it all himself because he loved doing chesed. He had 318 servants and he did this all himself. However, talk to Rosh Hashiva. You try to get all different types of fruits to grow in one environment. There's no way in the world that you could actually produce fruits that taste as good as if they were in their natural environment. We could grow out-of-season cherries. We could grow out-of-season everything. They're able to do it nowadays. But you're going to notice the difference. You can't grow oranges, apples, and plums, and nuts, and berries, and cherries. You can't grow everything in one environment. It's impossible. And if you somehow manage to do it, bottom line is there's going to have a lasting effect. They're not going to be as perfect, as delicious, as if you were bringing them from their natural environment, their natural habitat, and importing them. So the other man, the Amr, said, nay, he didn't make an orchard, because then the fruits wouldn't be so good. He opened up a hotel chain, he opened up a big hotel, and he imported things. He didn't plant an orchard, he imported. What are they arguing about? Achleikus was as follows. the act of chesed when somebody's doing, and you want to do the ultimate chesed, is the ultimate chesed your own involvement and your own efforts and your own sweat and blood to do whatever you could do best, even though you won't be able to actually produce the best. It's going to be a little less than perfect, but at least you're physically involved and you're putting in your best effort. Or is it better that it should be done through others? Let's import the stuff, and the stuff's going to be the best fruit in the world. And that's the machlekes Ram and Shmuel. One of them held that Avraham Avinu went, and he held that even though the food's not going to be perfect, but at least I'm going to be involved, I'm going to be running around, I'm going to be putting in the sweat and blood, I'm going to be offering it, and my involvement is going to be such a sign of giving and generosity, and that's going to increase the best feeling amongst my customers, amongst all the guests coming. My involvement. And the other man, the Amar, felt that say if the customer is not going to get the grade A, the best fruit in the world, it's better to take a step back of Avraham Avinu and import. That's the machlokes. How did this bring about? Vayikra Shom b'shem Hashem kel olam. After everybody sat down to their wonderful, awesome, delicious meal, and they were going to thank Avraham, Avraham would say, "Don't thank me, thank the Bari Olam." And the question is, if they would walk out and not thank Avraham, don't you think that would be like an unbelievable sign of horrible midas? Of course, we all know comes from Hashem. You make a bracha, you thank Hashem. But if you forget to thank your wife, you're in trouble. Of course, your wife prepared it. Avraham Avinu put in all the effort. So what was pshat that Avraham Avinu was coming and he's saying, no, don't thank me, it's Hashem's. It's very nice, Hashem's. But it's you also. You put in all the effort to bring it here for us. Hashem here, Hashem's there, it's gewaldig. But there was no orchard until you came here. And there was no hotel until you came here. So the thanks go to you, Avraham. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin that discusses the halacha of a Rebbe, a Talmud Chacham, and a Melech, and a Nasi being meichel on the kavod. Do we say that these people, that we have a mitzvah to be mechabed them, do they have rights to be meichel on the kavod? And can we accept their mechila and allow them to do things which would be against their kavod? And the Gemara brings down a story where Rabbi Gamliel was offering drinks at his son's wedding to the other Rabbanim. And some Rabbanim accepted and some did not. And there was a whole discussion. How could we allow Rabbi Gamliel to go and offer us drinks? Rabbi Gamliel, we can't allow this. How can you accept a drink from him? And there's a whole Masa Umata in the Gemara until one man Domer in the Gemara says, why are you guys discussing and bringing rayas from different places in Tanakh? We're different great people. We're doing acts that seem to be giving up on their kavod. So what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, he's mashiv ruach, he's moyer ha-goshem, he brings the sun, he brings the rain, he makes the fruit grow and develop, and he presents it till marich shulchan lefnei kol echad ve'echad, and he presents an open platter, an open table of delicious food for every single human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it himself. So you see that you could be meichel on your kavod. So Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't set your table. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't plow the field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't really involved like we're saying Rabbi Gamliel was involved. Rabbi Gamliel got out there and he was pouring drinks for people. That was a bittul in his kavod. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever, he set up nature and nature works and it's involved. Nature's going. Of course, we all owe thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not acting as our waiter. And on this, the Rosh Yeshiva said a huge chiddush, and he says that name. That goof is what the Gemara is coming to say, and it's teaching us a tremendous lesson in chesed. That you could set up the best chesed operation in the world, but self-involvement is the biggest issue. The Gemara says that tzedakah is einoy mishtalemes ela kefi hachesed shevoy. When a person gives tzedakah, the amount of reward that you get for the tzedakah is only in accordance to how much chesed went into that tzedakah. what's the chesed that goes into tzedakah? And Shulchan Aruch says there are seven levels in people who give tzedakah. You could give tzedakah with a frown. You could give tzedakah with a smile. You could give tzedakah with a pat on the back and give him words of encouragement. There are many levels of giving tzedakah. And the extent that you are involved physically, emotionally, in speech, or with your facial expressions, these things are what actually is giving a person the tremendous schar in tzedakah. The money itself is just tzedakah. Chesed is your physical involvement in helping another person. And what Avraham Avinu wanted to show was, I am physically involved. I'm going to put in my blood and sweat and plant the trees, run the orchard, present the food l'fnei kol echad v'yachon. As Zayvi the Gemara in Kedushin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just make nature produce the fruit and walk out on us. We don't understand it and we can't grasp it 100%, but the Gemara says that it's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is actually waitering and putting down the food on our table. And that's what Avraham Avinu was telling his guests. I don't deserve anything. I'm not the waiter. Hashem didn't make nature, and you know, I'm planting and I'm growing and it's all me. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gave a new recognition to people of the tremendous chesed and the belief in a God that could be giving. All the people in that time, in those times, they all served gods, not as a giving God, as a fearful, you know, needy entity, and you better be good to it if you wanted it to be good to you. And here Avraham Avinu was presenting the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Bari Olam, who was Malay Chesed, giving and kindness. I'm just going to bring out a few things that I've noticed to bring out the tremendous mile of Chesed, and then we're going to discuss a little kasha I had in the Pasha based on it. We're all familiar. Shleisha Dvarim Ha'ilam Oymed. Torah Avoida Agmilas Chesedim. Rabbeinu Yoina says what the Mishnah means by Ala Torah Avoida Agmilas Chesedim. The Mishnah means to say that any one of these three, if they exist in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say the purpose of the world is being fulfilled and it's worth it for the world to keep on going just for that. And Rabbeinu Yoina goes and he proves it based on Psukim and Mamori Chazal that Torah makes the world's purpose be fulfilled. Alone. Avodah, which is Kabbanis and nowadays Tefillah, it fulfills the purpose of the world alone. And if that's all we had, Hashem would say it's Kedai, the whole world's Kedai for that. And the same thing applies with Chesed. Chesed is not just this nice thing, it's a wonderful thing, it's great, it makes everybody smile and be happy. Chesed is one of the three, not the three, it's really one and one. It's a purpose of the world that the world can stand just on the schus of Chesed itself. The purpose of the world is Chesed. It's not just tamazay schus, it's the purpose of the world. The Vilna Gaon says that the Geula Hasida, every Geula that we were in an exile and HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, was dependent on a certain midah, a certain character trait that needed a certain tikkun, we needed to do tshuva on something, and we were exiled to a specific nationality that represented that midah, and by fixing it up, we had a geula. We went from galus l'cheirus, from avodah l'cheirus. But he says the final redemption, the geula hasida, is not going to be dependent on any specific fixing up of any specific midah. It's going to be zoicher chaste avos, Umevi Goyel Levnei Tanei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember the chesed of the Avos, and with that he's going to bring the Geula. I'm assuming if we get involved in chesed, Hashem will be zayin chesed Avos more. But it brings out the unbelievable power that chesed has, that even if, Rahman Islam, we don't do tshuva, and we don't fix up what we're doing wrong, zayin chesed Avos can provide us the final Geula. Just the chesed. Forget about all the tzidkas of the others. Chesed. There's a Medrash Rabbah that says that in Mitzrayim, discusses the different schusim that Klai Yisrael had to get out of Mitzrayim. The Medrash Rabbah says that in Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael made clubs. And they got together and they made chesed groups. And they all swore to each other that whatever the Mitzrayim do to them, they're going to stick up for each other and try to help each other out. And the Medrash Rabbah says that's one of the mandarmim, that was their schus that they got out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, in their pain, in their affliction and sorrow and depression, so busy and pressured, and there's no time, they didn't even have time to think. But they made a pact amongst each other, we're going to stick together and we're going to help each other. There's a Mishnah in Avos to Reb Nosson. I happen to have just learned it this Shabbos. Reb Nosson ben Yosef Omer, kol mevatel divrei Torah me'oisher, soifoi levatla me'oini. Someone whose business takes him over to the extent that time that should have been dedicated to learning gets overridden by thoughts and involvement with business. Because Baruch Hu is going to cause that in the end he's going to have to stop his learning due to poverty. If even during poverty a person puts in the effort to learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant him the opportunity that he's going to be able to fulfill Torah in wealth. Who are your Omer? Tanchumei Avelim Ubikur Choylim Ugemilas Chasadim Mevi'in Toiva La'olam. We have a way out. The guy notices his business is getting the better of him, and he's trying to focus on learning, and it keeps him taking him away from his learning. He's not getting to do the learning that would have been appropriate for him. And Rachmana Mitzlan, he knows what's going to happen to his business then. He's going to be in trouble. So at Chazal, we have an Eitzah. Get involved in Chesed. Biker Choylim, Tanchumei Avelim, Gemilas Chasadim. It has such an unbelievable global effect of Toiv that you will also get the residual Toiv of that and you won't lose out. There's such an unbelievable amount of Toiv that's generated when somebody does Chesed that even if Chas V'Shalom is disturbing your learning, your business is taking you over, you have an opportunity to protect yourself, get involved in Chesed. Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Shlishi and Shar Tshuva, I'm going to read you one paragraph of his. He's bringing out the importance of mitzvah assays. He goes into the different levels of mitzvahs, how important, how severe they are. And here he's bringing out the level of a mitzvah assay and how important they are. I'm going to read it quickly. It's a few lines. V'yesh b'mitzvos assay min achamurais. There is amongst mitzvahs asay, some mitzvahs asay are amongst the most severe mitzvahs of the Torah. She'ina hamoin am is harmed him. And yet, the majority of people, perhaps, are not careful with them. Kegoin, one of them he mentions, Haskar Shem Shemayim Levatala, which is included in the Pasuk of Shem Leikach Atib. V'chein gemilus chasadim. She'hi mitzvahs asay, she'nemar voidat olohem es aderach yelchu ba, zu gemilus chasadim. V'omru gedoyla gemilas chasadim yoyse min atztaka. She'atztaka laniyem u'gemilas chasadim bein laniyem bein lashir. Al kein omru al shloish advarim o'ilam o'imed al atayrev al avoydav al gemilas chasadim. V'hine atztaka b'memoyna. Stock is done with money. Gemilas chasadim bein megufay bein memoyna. And here we have a few words which hopefully we could all keep in mind. Ki chayiv adam letroach bedrishas tov la'amay. A person is chayiv to put an effort in looking out for the good of his nation, v'lishkoid, and to spend time, ba'amol nafshay, in his effort, al takonas chaveroi, to help out his friend, imdal im osher, whether his friend is poor or rich. V'zois min hachamurois, u'min ha'ikarim hanidrashim min ha'adam. This is amongst the most severe and the greatest ikarim, the greatest foundational chiyuvim that we have in the Torah. This is amongst them. Shenemar higid l'cha adam matoyiv u'mash and doish mimcha. What is good and what does Hashem request of you? Ki emasois mishpat v'havas chesed. Do judgment and love kindness. It's min ha'ikarim hanidrashim min ha'adam. The Vilna Gaon also has a four-word closing, almost closing, to the letter that he wrote to his wife, a very famous letter, when he was planning to leave Eretz Yisrael. And in the last few lines, He writes, "V'roiv ha'toyra l'sameach la'adam." Most of Torah was given. Most of the mitzvahs were given for you to make another person happy. Why is chesed so important? Why is it so great? Why is it so such a monumental thing in Klal Yisrael? The purpose of all mitzvahs is for us to be doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that we are comparable, kevayachol to Hashem, we're compatible with Hashem. We can bond with Hashem, bein bo'olam hazeh, bein beruchnius and olam haba, only to the extent that we are actually like God. If there was one all-inclusive title that we could give to the Bairi Olam, that would be, he's a Baal Chesed. In all of the Yud Gimel Midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, all of them are Chesed. Everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not capable of anything else besides for Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no receiving department. He has no absence, no lack, no needs or wants. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of doing is giving. That's all he's capable of doing. So when a person goes and he gives, and he's focused on giving, and chesed, and kindness, and sharing with others, in the most all-inclusive way, he is now acting godlike. But perhaps we could take it one step further. I one time heard a pshat, I don't remember from where, I think it might be a Yaivitz, but I'm not sure. That is, why does it say in the Pasuk, Mo'ashem shoyl me'imach ki im li'yir? You'll know, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, what's already Hashem asking from you? Hashem just wants one thing, Yireh. Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mi'yir Shemayim, Hashem wants Yireh. So I heard this chat that he says that Yireh is the one and only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do himself. Because Yireh means you're fearful of something greater than you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing greater than him. There's actually nothing else besides him at all. There's nothing greater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be fearful of anything. So if there's one thing that we could do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't, it's Yira. I heard this chat, I have kashas on it. But so says great men, not me. Perhaps we could take a similar thought and apply it to chesed. We know every mitzvah is l'fun tzara agra. Every mitzvah, you do a mitzvah, the amount of effort that a person puts into it, you get more schar. However, nobody's going to tell you that in all the other mitzvahs, putting on tefillin, that the effort that went into tefillin, davening, tzitzis, Shabbos, or anything else, is the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos, making brachas. That's the mitzvah. And residually, there's another thing that you could get, you know, side income over here, and that is, if you put an effort into the mitzvah, you could gain schar for that too. Chesed, the entire mitzvah is the effort. That's what it is. Tzedakah is not the effort. You give the money. Whether it took effort or it didn't take effort, you got tzedakah. What is the schar? What is the schar of chesed? The whole schar of chesed is how much involvement it took. How much effort. Again, you're giving an ani some tzedakah. What was your facial expression? What were the words? Did you get up for him to give it to him? Did you have to walk him to the door? The involvement of your guf and the effort that you put in is not just a secondary thing in the mitzvah of chesed, it's the actual mitzvah itself. Perhaps that's why also chesed is so beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's giving chesed, you can't say that God is giving away of himself. Hashem is not chaser. Hashem doesn't lose anything. Hashem doesn't exert any energy. So if we're saying that the whole mitzvah of chesed is the energy exerted and the effort put in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a certain extent is not really doing chesed. He's doing tzedakah. He's giving, but he's not losing out by it. He's not exerting himself. He's not going out of his way. Whereas when a human being does chesed, the whole mitzvah of chesed is how much he's giving off of himself. How much effort he's putting in. How much tzar that went into it. How much physical involvement and energy that was used. In that way, we're able to perform chesed, kivayachal, almost in even a better way than HaKadosh Baruch Hu does himself. Which brings us to the question that if chesed is so unbelievable, and that's what Avraham Avinu mamash stood for. And Avraham Avinu was sitting there a chayla on the third day of his milah, and he's sitting there in the heat and he's running to do chesed. Why was it not one of the asara nesiyos? By no shita, there's no shita out there that says that Avraham Avinu's prayers for Sadaim, or Avraham Avinu's chesed with the Archim, or Avraham Avinu's eshel that he established, nobody said that that was, a turning point in Avraham's life, that established him on a higher level than he was before. Nothing! Nothing! It's very nice! And we learned tremendous things from Avraham Avinu, and it was such a tremendous mitzvah that again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we have in the Midbar was from Avraham Avinu's acts of chesed. But it didn't make it into the Nisyonim. And I believe the answer has a major effect on how we look at chesed, and perhaps something that's very, very applicable to us. Immediately following Avraham Avinu's establishment of the Eshel, came by Yehi Acher Advarim Ha'ela, or Elikim Nisa Es Avraham. The Mefarshim ask, why was it specifically, what was the Vayihi Achar Advarim Ha'ela? Immediately following what? And we know what Rashi brings down in the Medrash, that Yitzchak and Yishmael got into an argument who was more dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avodah. And Rashi brings down another pshat that the Satan came and he says, look, Avraham Avinu made this whole party on Yitzchak and he didn't even bring a single karbon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Satan, you'll see, he'll bring his own son for a karbon. There are a few other pshatim as well. I wanted to say perhaps Nacha Pshat. And that is that the reason why Avraham's chesed was not one of his asar nesiyos is because a nesiyon, as the Ramban describes, is not a test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're going to do. The purpose of a nesiyon is to lift one up. It's to raise one. It's a lashon of nisas. Nes. Nes is a flag, a pole, something that you lift high. Moshe Rabbeinu by Maimon Har Sinai said, "Levavur nasois eschem ve'inei ha'am." Maimon Har Sinai was a lifting point. It lifted Klal Yisrael up in the eyes of all the nations. Nisayon lifts a person up. It's an exercise. It's a challenging exercise, and it brings out the character of a person that was hidden within, and he becomes a better person by that. As hard as it is to understand, I would like to offer that Avraham Avinu's chesed could not have been a nesayon, because that's who he was. His acts of chesed did not raise him higher. He was a man of chesed. That is who he was. It couldn't have been otherwise. That's not a nesayon. Nobody's going to say that the nesayon of Dovi Milstein is if he's called Dovi Milstein. I'm called Dovi Milstein. I am Dovi Milstein. And if I act naturally as Dovi Milstein would act, then that's not a nesayon. A nesayon is taking a challenge and bringing a person a step further than he was. And Avraham Avinu was naturally, I don't know, but from a young age, he had a natural tendency to chesed to the point that there was no nesayon in his acts of chesed. That is who he was. It was his genes. And we know that Klal Yisrael are Rachmanim, Baishonim, V'goyim Lei Chasodim. It's in our genes. These three midos from our Avos HaKadoshim. We yarshin them. Avraham Avinu with his choyli sitting by his tent and running out with the... He couldn't have had it otherwise. There was no new uplifted leap of greatness that he took over the earth. That's who he was. This brings out perhaps the difference between Noach and Avram. The Maharal says that Noach was great in mind and spirit, but he wasn't as much a man of action. And Avram Avinu was 100% the first one that came in the universe that was such a man of action. He was an Ishmaisa. Avram, the gematria of Avram, the Maharal says, so Gumar Nedarim is Ramach, Reishmem Ches Evarim. Avram Avinu's Evarim were 100% actively involved in doing everything he could. That's who he was. A Nisayan had to be to take him a step further than who you originally were, to lift you up, to go further. Perhaps that's why, immediately following the Eshel, Avram Avinu was faced with his biggest Nisayan. It says that Avram Avinu established the Eshel, Vayogar Avram, the Eretz Pelishtim, Yomim Rabu. Avram settled the Eretz Pelishtim for many days. And Rashi goes into exactly how many days he was there. It wasn't that many. But it was many relative to where he settled earlier. And the question is, so then why is the Pasuk expressed that he was settled there for many days? What's in the game? It wasn't really many days. Let's say Yomim Rabim. Perhaps this is the Nekuda. That Avram Avinu, perhaps we could say he was comfortable with his chesed that he was doing. He finally came to a point where he established his hotel chain, and he established a tremendous kirov movement where people were coming in and walking out. Geirin, it was unbelievable what he was doing. And Vayogar Avram the Eretz Plishtim Yomim Rabim, he settled there for a long time. Even though it wasn't really a long time, but what we mean to say is that it wasn't the traveling Lech Lecha Avram that we've had until now. Avram felt settled. Comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he says, we're not up to a settling point yet. You still got to move one more step up. But we see from here that Chesed was not movement. It wasn't an adjustment for Avram. Chesed was him. That's who he was. That's why it wasn't his Nisayness. As soon as he got comfortable doing his chesed, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not done yet. You've got another step in the right direction to take. What does this mean for us? Baruch Hashem, talk all in our genes. But I think that chesed that's in our genes is only the fact that we care about each other, we love each other, but I don't think it's in our genes exactly in the way that Avram Avinu had it. And what we can learn from our parsha is that the natural, easy, enjoyable chasadim that we all do perhaps might not be considered chesed. Chesed requires effort. To the extent that there's no effort in the chesed, it's not chesed. Flipping a quarter to an ani is not chesed. It's tzedakah. It doesn't say ha'olam oimed on tzedakah. It says the oilam is oimed on chesed. Chesed requires effort. There's somebody that sometimes comes to the shir, I know. He works very late at night. He's not here tonight. And what he does on his free time is he drives around different bus stops. He notices Yidden waiting for a bus. He picks them up and he drives them to where they need to go. Chesed requires you to get up, go out there, be proactive, look for something that an act of kindness that you could do for another person. If the chesed is 100% passive, it's not chesed. If it's easy, to the extent that it's easy, it might be chesed, but it's very little chesed. If we want the zoicher chaste yavois, we want to establish that we are a community of people that could be considered the purpose of the entire world, either mitzad learning Torah, or mitzad avoda and davening, or mitzad the chesed we do, perhaps we should look into our cheshbon hanefesh a little and think about the chesed. We all do chesed. There's no question. It's in our genes. We all do chesed. No such thing as a yid that doesn't do chesed. You can't live without doing chesed. It's as water. It's like the water to a fish. We all do chesed. But we have to research now how much effort is in that chesed. How much involvement? How much physical involvement? Is there any, I shouldn't say pain, is there any real effort that goes into our chesed? That's the chesed that we can be doing kivayachal almost in a better way that even Hashem himself could be doing chesed. And with that, Takil, hopefully you'll have zeicher chasdei avos and maybe go with Mivnei.
Bracha achrona, for sure.